Christmas Carol has been done a lot. So what makes what makes this version, you know, the Titan Theater Company, Queens Theater Company, your collaboration, what makes it different? What makes it special?
What makes it special is, well, it's a brand new adaptation. Emily Trask, who is a Titan Theater Company member, and myself have written a brand new adaptation. And I know there's a lot of brand new adaptations out there every year. But when the Queens Theater and Titan Theater Company kind of decided to join forces on this, we wanted to do something new and something different. And the first thing that usually doesn't pop to mind is Christmas Carol, because you're like, wow, that's something that, you know, everybody kind of does. But then living here in New York, and in Queens especially, we kind of said, you know, what if we take, you know, this old classic story that everybody, you know, deems to be overdone, put our own kind of spin on it, and bring it kind of back into a community and reinvent it in a way that kind of makes it, you know, a new kind of vision and a new kind of thought of how to do a classic story, which has kind of been Titan's MO from the beginning, how to do classic plays in a new way. So it's a new adaptation that's only 90 minutes long, so it's fast-paced. Wow. And there's some twists and turns, and with, you know, the kind of bigger budget kind of extravaganza Christmas carols, you know, there's fly systems and all these crazy things that can happen to recreate London. But what we really went with was we put the story first, you know, the story of this man who over time has, you know, kind of become an introvert, a misanthrope, all these things. And he's kind of grown into himself. We all know the story of Scrooge, so I'm not saying anything new. But we really focused on that and his journey from beginning to end and how we could really put the emphasis on his change. I know it's called the Christmas Carol, but if we could call it a Scrooge Carol, it would be a little better for us. It just happens to take place at Christmas time. It's man's journey. So we really focused on that and all the things that led Scrooge to become Scrooge, how Scrooge became, you know, who he was in the three ghosts, past, present, and future, you know, through their magical journey, kind of lead him and show him through that and his transformation at the end. What we've done with the set and things like that allow really the audience to be, to imagine things. You know, we didn't want to fill every hole in. You know, the set designer, Jasmine Nicole Roberts, who's brilliant, and she puts up with me and my ideas quite well. We didn't want to create it all. We wanted to hint at it and kind of let the audience take their own paintbrush and fill it in. Yeah, sure. It's very Shakespearean, you know. You can walk in a Shakespeare play and they say, "We're in the Forest of Athens," and the audience goes, "Okay, we're in the Forest of Athens. Here we go." So that's very much what we did. You know, we have things that represent different areas, and it's fast-paced, and the transitions kind of morph kind of magically with the ghosts. It's a really cool thing. So tradition and innovation kind of meet for Queens Theater and Titan Theater Company's Christmas Carol.